Set key steps, milestones, and timeline. The project steps, key milestones, and overall timeline must also be iterated from the initial business plan. A detailed schedule should be developed in as much detail as possible, down to individual project action steps when possible. This will, of course, require continued iteration and updating throughout the project. Note that scheduling is distinct from planning, and thus schedules are distinct from project roadmaps. Planning and roadmaps have a broader focus on major events, work breakdown structures, and other supporting materials. The schedule should incorporate measurement and validation processes to ensure that the project stays on track with regard to both budget and timing. Scheduling may use a Gantt chart for visualization and interpretation purposes. Gantt charts are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows, the earliest and best-known type of planning and control chart. It is especially designed to show graphically the relationship between planned performance and actual performance over time. The Gantt chart is named after its originator, Henry L. Gantt, and is used for one machine loading, in which one horizontal line is used to represent capacity and another to represent load against that capacity, or two, monitoring job progress, in which one horizontal line represents the production schedule and another parallel line represents the actual progress of the job against the schedule and time. An example of a Gantt chart is shown in Exhibit 2-64. Exhibit 2-64, sample Gantt chart. Note that a Gantt chart for a supply chain transformation project may include longer durations and symbols, such as diamonds, to signify milestone completions. There are milestones at the start and end of this exhibit. Note how milestones have a duration of 0 days because they are events rather than activities.